I'm delighted now to welcome to the program Edwina Milner. She's the founder of the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts. She's an artist and art collector. She's been on virtually every museum board in New Mexico. She won the Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts and many other awards. And Susan Burke is here with us. She is current chairperson of the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts. She's a longtime supporter of the arts, very active both on the East Coast and now here in Santa Fe. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So happy to be here.
And this weekend, this Saturday at La Posada here in Santa Fe, there is a tribute luncheon to honor the many decades of work of Edwina Milner. And so we wanted to invite the public to go to that and let people know about her work. How did you start off? You started off as a painter.
I did. I worked my way through college as a fashion artist, doing advertisements for the paper, and just loved that, and got married right out of college and moved to a little bitty town where there was no art whatsoever, but we eventually moved to Houston, and then I got involved with the art scene in Houston and, you know, got into a gallery and got into a couple of galleries, in fact, and so painted for about 20 years until I started working I started working with the Houston Houston organization that supported artists and did things for artists, and I got on the board of that and became very enthralled with that. And actually, I went into art because I thought it would be a genderless occupation. What better place to be than art as far as women are concerned? And golly, was I surprised, because there just weren't any women accepted in the galleries. Maybe even if a woman owned the gallery in Houston, she might have one woman. And there are no women in the museums. And so that's why I got interested in working for organizations, so that I could promote women. And as I got more interested in it, I realized that I just couldn't do my own artwork and promote other women, too. So I stopped working as an artist and almost became a professional volunteer.
That is a big sacrifice to make.
It really wasn't at the time. I didn't think of about it as a sacrifice at all. It's so lonely when you're working as an artist in a studio. You're by yourself night, day, and, you know, I'd be working a long, long time, and when I had children, I'd work at night for my one-artist shows and so on. So it was fun for me when I first started, because it was with working with other people, and I enjoy other people. And just about that time, the National Museum of Women in the Arts happened a few years after I started this project. So I became involved with them and was so thrilled that there was a museum that was dedicated to women artists and dedicated to doing things about. They have an auditorium in their museum in Washington, D.C., where they have all kinds of programs for authors and women authors and musicians and, you know, not just visual arts.
So when you were collecting art, in all the years that you've been collecting art, you, in your own collecting, made sure to collect 50% women artists.
I did, because I think that's what the ideal should be. Right now, in museums, there are only 7% of the art that hangs in museums are by women. So that means that 93% of the art you look at are by men. And it should, you know, it should fairly be 50-50.
Well, at least in contemporary art.
At least, yes, at least. But it could have been that way in art through the ages, because there, even though women were forbidden to go to art school until the 1900s, women were still artists, because they were they learned from their father or their brother or their uncle or something, and there have been famous artists all through the years, and that's the good thing about the National Museum of Women in the Art. that they have done the research about these women from the 1200s, from the 1400s, and so on. In fact, the reason that that museum is in existence is that Wilhelmina Holliday, who's the founder, and her husband went on a buying trip to Europe and found a wonderful painting by Clara Peters. And it was painted about 1612. And they came back to the United States and did some research about her, could not find her in any art history book. In fact, they couldn't find any women in art history books. And so that's when they decided to start a collection of women artists. And through that, then it grew and grew. And then they found a fabulous building in Washington, D.C., and converted it into the National Museum of Women in the Arts.
Now, how did you come to found the New Mexico Committee?
Well, I was on the Texas Committee for about 11 years. They have, it's a wonderful system that Wilhelmina and her staff started quite early in the history of the museum of having state committees. So I was on the Texas Committee, and then when I moved to New Mexico, well, God, I was inspired because there's so many artists here, and there was no committee. So I invited the Texas Committee over right at first and did a great tour for them in New Mexico and so on. And after that, I got organized and got some women together to promote New Mexico. And that is in our bylaws, that we not only support the National Museum in Washington, but our emphasis is on doing things for living New Mexico women artists. So we've had multiple jewelry shows that have been exhibited in the various museums around the state. And we've also promoted women who are designers and jewelers and so on. We've had all-day events for them where they could show their creations and sell them and so on. And we also work with education also, and doing educational programs, how to teach them better business as far as an artist. And recently, Susan can talk about this, we hooked up with the Girls Club of Santa Fe.
Girls Inc. of Santa Fe. We provided an art teacher 2 summers in a row, 7 to 8 weeks, to teach the girls art. And this deals with art leadership, personal self-esteem, and self-expression, and it's been a very successful program.
So you are the current chairperson of the New Mexico Committee, Susan, of the National Museum of Women in the Arts, following in Edwina's footsteps.
Absolutely following in her footsteps. She's been an inspiration. She's a real supporter to women. I call Edwina the grand dame of the arts here. It's a term. Her curiosity is never ending. Her spirit and enthusiasm. And she's always handles things with grace and intelligence. And being an artist, she has that creative spirit. And she's a artistic entrepreneur, too, because she knows how to grow things. Edwina has a virtual garden of art and talent, and she actually does gardening at her home and has one of the most spectacular gardens in Santa Fe. And her use of color and sensibility of how to bring people in and allow people their own creativity.
One of the things that I've been so inspired by here in New Mexico, and particularly with the work of the Santa Fe Art Institute, is learning the extent to which artists as a group are entrepreneurs, are problem solvers, are people who work well in groups, are basically part of the fabric of society, without whom, I mean, it's not decoration. It's the part of the essential lifeblood of a community, that creativity and the spirit and intelligence that artists bring to community.
It's phenomenal, and it's terribly important. In New Mexico, there's a study that the Cultural Arts Division did just this year that says that $3.3 billion is brought into the state of New Mexico from our art. And
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And 245 million are at tax, cover our taxes from our, bring it in from art.
Right.
So it's tremendous.
So that covers the services that we use every day.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I look at it as a fabric that the artists are weaving, a tapestry right before our eyes. I mean, the public art throughout Santa Fe is evident, the sculpturing, the colors, the textures. I mean, all the galleries here, many of them are women-owned galleries. I'd say predominantly women-owned art galleries here, as well as our museum directors. At least four or five of our museums are headed by women directors. So
with PhDs, they're very educated.
Now, have you been able to, I mean, after all these decades of supporting the arts, to get back to your own artwork?
I have, and it's just so much fun. About 3 years ago, I started resigning from a bunch of the museum boards and things like that so that I'll have more time, and I'm, not in competition now. And, of course, I wouldn't enter anything that is sponsored by the New Mexico Committee, but I could enter other things and that kind of thing.
We're going to have a chance to see Edwina's art at the luncheon. We're going to be in the ballroom, and on the walls of the ballroom will be Edwina's most recent works.
The luncheon is at the La Posada Ballroom. It's this Saturday at noon, November 13th. The public is invited. People can call the Lenzik box office if they would like tickets. The number there is 988-1234. It's sponsored by the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts. And we've been talking to Edwina Milner and Susan Burke. I want to thank you so much for being here and all that both of you have done and are doing for our city.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.